You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program, Diego Saldana Rojas takes us to the Viernes Culturales Art Walk in Little Havana. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and Marilyn Bauer presents her Palm Beach Arts Calendar. Now, this weekend opens a world of musical events through August the 2nd from the Miami Summer Music Festival. Here's Charles Greenfield with a preview.
While South Florida's musical scene tends to go dormant during the summer, this year appears to break the mold. At Barry University's Summer 2015 will buzz with student musicians scurrying to masterclasses and work sessions in five fields: opera, piano, orchestra, composition, and conducting. The Miami Summer Music Festival states their mission as one that will provide world-class musical instruction and performance experience at affordable fee structures to highly motivated and pre-professional musicians. Under the artistic direction of Michael Rossi, who has recently debuted conducting for the Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Charleston Symphonies, the Miami Summer Music Festival will also provide a series of concerts in July and August, including highlighting opera stars Deborah Voigt and Cheryl Milnes, performing and presiding over masterclasses. Other concerts will feature Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, Britten's Albert Herring, Massenet's Cinderella, and Mozart's Don Giovanni. Michael Rossi will conduct the Mozart as well as lead the Miami Summer Musical Festival Symphony Orchestra in Stravinsky's Rite of Spring off Barry University campus at the New World Center on Miami Beach, July 25th. Recently, I spoke to Michael Rossi about the Miami Summer Music Festival, its five summer institutes, and concert performances starting July 5th and ending August 2nd at Barry University's Shepherd and Ruth K. Broad Performing Arts Center, including collaboration with the Miami International Piano Festival and a three-week piano symposium. Michael Rossi, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Nice to meet you. Glad to be here.
Michael, you have debut experience at several American orchestras and conducted Placido Domingo and the Chinese National Orchestra in Beijing. Briefly describe your musical background and your work conducting opera with the Washington National Opera.
Sure. I started out as a pianist and then got into trumpet playing, and I went to the prestigious Manhattan School of Music and was lucky enough to win a position in the orchestra at the Kennedy Center. I was 22 years old for trumpet. And I was always conducting my entire life, and one day Placido Domingo saw me conducting L'Histoire, Stravinsky's Soldier's Tale, and he came in, watched me conduct the whole entire rehearsal, then showed up to the performance the next day, which got more attention than the actual performance that he was in the audience. And he gave me an audition for the Washington National Opera's Young Artist Program. And I got the audition. I got the job as a young artist conductor for 2 years. And I became one of his assistant conductors. And during that time, he was mentoring me. And after many small concerts, they kept getting larger and larger until he asked me to conduct him in China for a new theater he was opening and in Beijing. So I got to conduct him on a lot of his three tenors repertoire, which was a dream come true. And it's been great ever
since. And this fall, apparently, you're doing something else.
Yes. At Washington Opera, I will be conducting their production of Hansel and Gretel.
Okay. Now, what motivated you to create the Miami Summer Music Festival at Barry University? And what is the niche you're filling? In essence, why South Florida? And I hear the Betsy South Beach Hotel is also a major sponsor.
Yes, we have a lot of support from the community. The way it happened was I was doing a music festival in Italy as a artistic director, music director, and I decided I wanted to create something in the United States for the same students to get more education here. And I was in Miami because my wife is from Miami, and I wanted to take her out on a date, actually, and she was wanting to go to see a symphony concert, so I couldn't find any concerts in July and August. So it just came to me, why not Miami? And so we decided to put the concert series and festival together. And we were only expecting like the first year 30 or 40 students. And we wound up having 165. And we wound up doing 3 opera productions and many symphony concerts last year. And this year we tripled basically in size. We had over 1,000 applications and we had to shut off the applications because we couldn't listen to them all live or nor even on video for our faculty. And it just grew and grew. And now we're running 5 different institutes this summer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those 5 institutes. Briefly describe the curriculum and daily events leading to performance opportunities for the young musicians.
Sure. Well, our largest 2 institutes are the Opera Institute and the Orchestra Institute. The way all the institutes are run is that we try to find the education that the students are lacking in college. And we try to give them that missing information. For opera, it is getting on stage in full costume and with a full orchestra. And that's something that they experience that they really need. Our composition program is brand new, and our goal is to get as much of their music not only written and worked on with famous composers, but performed. And they have their own contemporary orchestra that performs their music for them. The piano program, a great program, is designed where the student comes and studies with all 5 teachers instead of just 1 teacher in other institutions. And all of these different things are giving the students what they really need and lack in their education, and we try to fulfill those needs.
Well, speaking of piano, the festival includes a 3-week piano symposium. Why don't you tell us about the pianists?
Giselle Brodsky is fantastic, and she's designed this program in collaboration with her festival. So basically, her pianists that are giving recitals throughout the year are now coming back in the summer to teach. And they're also giving their own recitals as well. So Misha Dacik will be giving an all Scriabin program. Francesco Libetta will be doing a program with Strauss and Debussy. And even Nick Van Blas will be doing the Bach's Goldberg variations at the same time as working with the students who are doing their own concerts.
And this is in July and August.
July, yes, in the very beginning of August.
Okay. On July 11th, the great soprano Deborah Voigt will give a recital of Strauss and Wagner, followed by Mahler's 5th.
Yes.
That's a huge event by any standard. Give us the breakdown of her concert and a little bit about the challenge of Mahler.
Well, Debbie, I ran into her at Carnegie Hall and asked her to do a master class for the students, and she agreed. And then we noticed that it was the night after our opening night. So I just asked her, would you mind singing the opening concert? And she said, sure. And I've always wanted to conduct Wagner. So we're doing some Wagner arias. We're doing some Strauss. And then she's even throwing in some musical theater at the end of it. And Mahler 5th has already been planned. And it's a big challenge. It's a big piece. But just like I mentioned before, for the Orchestra Institute, we're doing works that they may not be playing yet in school, but are incredibly important on their auditions for their next stages in their careers. And that's why we choose the repertoire that we do, because these are classic important works that they may not have played yet.
Now, let's go through the schedule very quickly. July 17th, there's Strauss's Ein Heldenleben. And who's conducting that?
Gregor Novak will be conducting. He's from Miami. And that concert will also have all of the soloists from the concerto competition winners.
July 18th and 19th is the family opera, Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel.
Yes, we're trying to do 1 family production each year in which we invite many children, and we're having hundreds of children come to these 2 operas, and they'll get to meet the cast and characters afterwards.
And July 19th and 20th, Cheryl Milnes.
Yes, Cheryl was here with us last year. He'll be giving master classes, and there'll be a concert in his honor at the Betsy South Beach, which is one of our major sponsors, who are not only donating rooms to the faculty, but they're presenting and sponsoring their own concert chamber series.
And there are 2 more operas, Britten's Albert Herring on July 24th and 26th,
yes,
and Massenet's Cinderella on July 30th and August 1st. And then you're closing the opera series with Mozart's Don Giovanni.
Correct.
July 31st and August 2nd. Okay. It's my mother's favorite opera.
Oh, great. And I'm conducting it, too. It's one of my favorites. And
finally, the big off-campus event of the series is Stravinsky's Rite of Spring at the New World Center, July 25th at 7:30. That's a frenetic and revolutionary composition, and it's a challenge.
Yes. And there's a lot more to that concert. It's actually the highlights of all 5 programs. So we'll have a student composer work being performed and premiered. The Opera Institute will be doing 30 minutes of arias and scenes, as well as the piano concerto competition winner.
Well, Michael Rossi, I think that this summer festival at Barry University with the Betsy South Beach is going to be fantastic, and I thank you for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you.
Nothing makes the summer doldrums speed away, at least temporarily, like terrific music making in a new concert hall with great air conditioning. South Florida is slowly but surely assuming a more mature year-round attitude towards the cultural arts, including classical music. The Miami Summer Music Festival under artistic director Michael Rossi is certainly an antidote due to the season. And better yet, the opera selections, solo recital of Deborah Voigt, and orchestral works by Rossi and others will sweeten our summer months. For more information, call 1-800-838-3006 and go to their website at miamisummermusicfestival.com. And there's ample free parking at Barry University. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.